God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's...
Alrighty, well, each week at this time, we like to welcome Les Visible to do an audio commentary. He's quite well known across the world through various blogs in which he writes his commentaries, but he's like a musician, a singing, talking poet. There's a passion in him when he speaks, and we enjoy when he speaks his piece. So he comes from across the pond, somewhere in Europa, in the mothership, as he says, to bring this week's commentaries, socio-political and metaphysical, from Les Visible.
Greetings, citizens of Earth. This is the dog poet transmitting from the Sirius cluster via the mothership and then via the small translation pod hiding in a magnetic cloud bank somewhere in southern Europe. I suspect it's giving the terror agencies fits. You're aware of those terror agencies. They're based in London, Tel Aviv, and Washington, D.C. They're the ones that do things like the Oklahoma bombing, the 9/11 and 7/7 attacks, as well as the Madrid train station. You only need to look up the security firms at work in these operations to see who gave the Manchurian candidates and Tavistock graduates their VIP passes. Afterwards, the mop-up men in black went around and killed the patsies so they would have bodies to display for the schmooze in the pleather recliners, getting their mind injection programming from the SNMSM media. Well, apparently the World Stupidity Index has risen, or has that dropped, as you prefer. Whatever the direction of more stupid lies in, because now they want you to believe, they certainly can't be counting on me to, they want you to believe that a single non-combat medical officer shot about 40 people with a handgun in a military base. Hey, maybe the next time they'll see what they can get at a police station. You have to realize the military base is not a fast food joint. Now they're saying this major, this psychiatrist, had ties to 9/11 terrorists. Yes, they said that in the UK Telegraph yellow sheet yesterday. We'll have to wait and see if a Mossad or CIA connection be established, and then we'll all know if he was connected to certain terrorists. Wait a minute. They're talking about Muslims. Well, that's meaningless. Muslims didn't do 9/11 or any of the other things, so it goes. I guess I put the single italics around more stupid because you might have thought I was talking about more stupid lies. Well, either will work, I guess. Dog Poet Visible had a bit of crisis over the last couple of weeks, unable to get his medication, which treats the condition he undergoes when the alien mind Jedis fix their rays on his location. He had to resort to things the sleeping class used to numb all sense of objective awareness and the higher centers with horrific results. Visible is limping, but he figures he could still go a few rounds if he had to. There just wouldn't be any double reverse back kicks in the equation. We might throw in a few rhetorical back kicks this evening, so make sure you're wearing your kendo mind Kevlar at all times. I don't like to let my readers and listeners down, but even though I am an interdimensional being, temporarily housed in a human form, it doesn't mean I'm not human too, just like you. Well, most of you. I couldn't do the show last week because of severe technical problems which I could not solve, and this was compounded by my having to rely on the legal and approved medications as protection against the astral assaults of a certain group of mind Jedi aliens. I appear to have solved that with a little mind control of my own, but these are not ordinary times. Then again, when you look back at human history for the last so many thousand years, it does seem like one relentless goose-stepping of international banker armies working through a dark nobility bloodline. This is not to suggest there's anything noble about them. It's just what they believe themselves to be. That's about to change, although I don't know exactly how. Readers of this blog have been getting angry with each other lately, and that, I believe, is due to the pressure of the moment. It's the old sad tale of using multi-pronged confusions of disinfo from seemingly oppositional points of view to get that house divided thing happening. My friends, we have one ancient enemy with a large collection of demonic assistants, and his greatest strength is our weaknesses. We do have the resources to command this force back into the darkness from which it came, but it's less likely depending on the degree of darkness within us. Now, just as forces of darkness can overtake the human mind, and we have seen many examples of this, it stands to reason the forces of light can do the same thing. We have only to invoke them and not waver. You've heard that ancient saying, it's always darkest before the dawn. I submit that that is the position in which we find ourselves at this time. We've got hybrid, laboratory-engineered flu viruses, and we're finding that the cure is worse than the flu. This is some kind of multi-creature amalgam that probably looks like a griffin on a really bad hair day. We've got banker-inspired wars going on all over the place. We've got specific outbreaks of insanity resulting in injury and death, and all being blamed on Muslims. It so happens I know the Muslim community pretty well, and they do not fit the profile being presented. Certain other groups do, however, fit this profile very well, and we can see them in action every day. The bad news is they haven't even released the really nasty flu yet, and they haven't done their worst in the killing fields of the Middle East, or in the target locations where acts of violence serve to control the public mind through fears and lies about various patsies and straw men. It's always useful to turn the frustration and anger of the populace against a designated target and keep their attention off the people who are actually doing it to them. All these things need to be said because there must be a counterpoint to the engines of death and despair in the hands of the psychopaths who presently imagine themselves to be in control of things. They are soon going to find they can't even control their own basic body functions, and they will destroy each other. So it behooves the discriminating to gain some distance from these blood-stained clowns. Though I would personally put no one beyond redemption, I do get the suspicion that some number seem to be. When there are demonstrations by protesters in the city, that area that houses the financial district in London and is the financial nerve center for the whole world, traders and associates were leaning out of the windows of their offices and sneering at the people and waving money in gleeful indifference to what caused the protesters to be there in the first place. You see this kind of disconnect all the time now. You see it in the way the MPs and members of the House of Lords were bilking the public in a truly pornographic manner in their hour of need. You see it whenever Hillary Clinton opens her mouth, and the same can be said of Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and the rest of the thieving hypocrites elected to serve the public interest while serving no one's but their own. And infuriating and as dreadful as this behavior is, and I suspect we don't know the half of it, we can't let them make us like them. We can't allow fear of them to influence our behavior, or we effectively become their servants. The self-interest and conniving is epidemic. The lies are like veritable tsunamis washing over the human consciousness. The depraved cruelties and murders are beyond the scope of definition. This is how it is in times like these. A great writer once wrote a book about times like these, and his opening line was, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." Think about it. In times like these, our true nature is revealed. In some, the higher nature will come forth as the presence of adversity and extremity appears. Others will, metaphorically and maybe not so metaphorically, drop to all fours and behave as only a human, no longer human, can behave. This is not some random thing, my friends. This is the fulfilling of destinies, the running of the demons, and the coming of divinity. Those who persevere and endure are going to get a great big surprise, and so too will those who do not. Thus ends the blog portion of tonight's show. I'll be back with the more extemporaneous in about a heartbeat. Oh, and so forth and so on. I hardly know what to continue with. Feel like I said what I had to say, but radio stations don't like dead air. I don't know what the sound quality of this will be like because I've had to jury-rig my system and then fix it in the mix. I'm not a tech by any stretch of the imagination, but I'll do the best I can and have better equipment next time. If my old AKG mic doesn't make it here on whatever donkeys or pack animals they use to bring the mail down here, I'll see if I can't buy a second backup mic for the interim. Maybe I should talk a little about balance and mental stability. It has long been a general truth that if you're going to steal the fire of heaven or seek to approach certain heights, that you are in for a certain kind of scrutiny, not to mention high winds and unpredictable weather. It's also a truth that creative people have suffered from certain kinds of depressions for as long as they've been around. Many of them kill themselves because they just couldn't take it. I don't have to provide you with examples, as you most likely already know about plenty of them. Some of them offed themselves directly, and some of them did it with prodigious intake of one thing or another, sometimes several items, which got them whenever it got them. My particular state is not so dramatic as most of these, though it certainly used to be. Over time, I was able to put a saddle on the dragon, but now and again, even the best riders get thrown. It's the risk you take if you're determined to press further and higher than you might deserve to be. Let's just say I'm not satisfied with life in the bus lanes or with the usual attractions in the carnival of appetite. I've tried a lot of them, and I'm always hungry again an hour later. It's like when you eat a bag of potato chips or a fast food burger. It just doesn't do the job. It's much like the people who pursue carnal pleasures. And though the pursuit might have possessed a certain attraction and occupied the mind for a while, the actual release being sought is over in no time at all, and you're right back where you started. That's how it seems to me. I realize there are a lot of people, most people, who don't mind pushing those buttons over and over again like the monkey in the drug experiments. But it just doesn't work for me. It never really worked for me. I could always see that not only was it temporary, not only did it often bring problems greater than any remembered pleasure that it gave up, but also was a substitution for something else, something I really wanted, and that was union with the divine. Thankfully, I was able to experience this a number of times, but not for any great length of time, due to whatever personal limitations denied me an extended engagement. But I can tell you from personal experience that nothing on this earth comes close. It's the sine qua non and the penultimate of human experience. Well, very few of us are going to be given the keys to that candy store without a lot of personal work, sacrifice, and transformation. Still, I have it on good authority that persistence will eventually provide something more than intermittent contact. You have to want it pretty badly. You certainly have to want it more than a new car or what generally passes for success here. This is a rare flower in a special state, and you need to go through the equivalent of a trip into the jungles of Borneo and maybe onto a few more locations to actually find it. It can be done entirely internally, but usually it is a combination. It also very much involves having things taken away from you on a regular basis, as well as being put into interesting situations, in the Chinese understanding of that. And most people do not want this to happen, even though it does happen to them throughout their lives. For some reason, people can't make the connection between losing everything to acquire the pearl of great price and losing everything anyway and not acquiring it. For the same reason, I guess, people will spend their lives seeking physical security and humiliating themselves working for some company or corporation that cares nothing about them, only to find, as did the employees at Enron and many another place, that they are ruined by the people they gave their loyalty and life to. Along with that, they will go against their basic nature and cut corners on the integrity and honor to later find that there's a big cost for that in terms of health, physical, emotional, and mental health, and they'll wind up spending 90% of everything they worked for and saved in the last year of their life on obscene medical costs, and even worse, allopathic medicine is as likely to harm you as heal you. People go to medical school and law school only to find themselves incompetent on the one hand or a full-time criminal on the other. Then there are those that go into politics and religion. God help them. This is not to say there are no honest politicians. There are, but they are like snow leopards. Not only a dying breed, but you're pretty unlikely to see one. Most of the religious leaders of today are brainwashing programmers for the lies of nationalism and temporal servitude when the message of the founders was anything but. My early punishment meister used to say to me, "You can't piss in my ear and make me think it's raining." Half the time, I had no idea what he was talking about. Well, never mind about that, but let me just say that that's what the world seems to be doing all the time. It's like those car commercials that always have some half-dressed bimbo who's implying if you get the car, you get the girl. Or all those liquor ads, perhaps a whiskey ad, and there's that woman, girl, whatever again, and she may even have beads of water glistening on her Calipigian proprietor. It seems to imply that this is also what you'll be drinking when you buy the whiskey, and of course, you still get the girl. Well, I'm assuming I made some kind of point. I can't know that, but these are just the things that go through my head when I see all the inducements to things I'm not even interested in. They sell everything this way now. They poison your food and make it look as pretty as the girl, and neither way are you going to get much nutrition. You could get seriously crushed and disappointed on the one hand, or just chronically ill on the other. And it just goes around and around like a roulette wheel with house odds, so that you are going to lose? Yes, you are. Yet people fly into Vegas and pour money into slots and toss it like it was nothing onto the gaming tables because they have the image of themselves as a player. Or just possibly they might get lucky. And people do, but the odds are not favorable, and it may not be lucky at all down the road. The only thing worth having, the only things worth having, are within you. You get those, and you get every other valuable or desirable thing outside you, and it will show up at your door in an authentic way. And you already have these things. You just have to rediscover them, and this you do by pursuing them the way you pursued all those other things that broke your heart. Well, this is going to break your heart too, but in a good way. It's going to blow the door right off the hinges so that something fine can go in and out at any time. You need to stare into the pools of cosmic memory because everything is there. We're not here to find things out. We're here to remember them. Well, folks, that's going to have to wrap it up for the show this evening. I'll see you next week if there is one. And or these inexplicable things which have really been messing with my dials do or do not continue. In the meantime, pursue the light within. Talk to it as you would a friend, and you will find shelter in these darkened times. Aloha and aru.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun